talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was I Will Survive, the Cake version. We always play that the same weekend as the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is going on. We had our first day yesterday, and our day two is about to start at 10 a.m. And that's in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening this weekend, which we organize. And today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to some of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. We'll be talking with Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing, Dave Gephardt with Blue Haven Pools and Spas, Ernie Waddy with Your Next Garage Door, Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring, and Danny Natale with Sparkle Squad. Well, the day one free admission on Friday was a huge success. And want to thank all the folks who came out to the Charleston Home and Design Show yesterday, and our building industry networking party last evening was also a big success too. And we had a great time. Everyone, it was a very well attended event. And want to thank everyone who bought tickets and who came out for the building industry networking party at the Charleston Home and Design Show. But we have an awful lot going on today for the I didn't mean to leave out the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. That also was a big success yesterday, and we had about 300 people walking through seven different custom-built homes, and we'd like to thank those builders for participating in the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Alka Construction, Arnett Custom Homes, they're the builder of the rebuilt wedding cake house on Sullivan's Island, The Biggers Company, Diamond Building Corporation, Generation Homes, Hunter Quinn Homes, and the Oakmont Group. So special thanks to all seven of those builders for arranging to have those seven beautiful homes open to the public yesterday. And there will definitely be a second annual East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Very, very popular. The builders loved it. The ticket holders who walked through those homes, they all had a great experience, and I'm sure are leaving with lots of ideas and inspiration for their own projects. Well, as I mentioned, the Charleston Home and Design Show is going on today, and so we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show. The hours for the show today are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and then show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. So you have plenty of time today and tomorrow to visit the Charleston Home and Design Show. I know there's been a lot of talk about the weather, and all the bridges are open. It's clear sailing, even though we have a little bit of weather to deal with. But tickets today and Sunday are only $5. Kids under 18 are free. There's free parking all weekend. And the location is at Patriots Point, 176 Patriots Road, Patriots Point Road in Mount Pleasant. And so it's very easy to get to. We're just on the other side of the bridge on the Mount Pleasant side. You go over the Ravenel Bridge. You're lots of good reasons to come by the Charleston Home and Design Show today and tomorrow. We've got two celebrity-inspired designer rooms that are on display. The first room is designed by Siwa Furniture and Design, and that is designed in the likeness of the image of Darius Rucker. And the second celebrity-inspired designer room was designed by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture in the image of Tom Cruise. So definitely want to check those out. Those are beautiful rooms on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show. As soon as you arrive at the venue at Patriots Point, we're going to give you a free issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and that's got on the cover the lead guitarist with Hootie and the Blowfish, Mark Bryan. And we've been selling subscriptions like crazy for this. So obviously Hootie and the Blowfish, very popular in the Charleston area and beyond. And we'll be giving you a free issue of Charleston Home and Design as soon as you walk in. And we couldn't have the Charleston Home and Design Show without the almost 100 local A-list vendors that are on display. We want you to come out and meet your next contractor at the show. And special thanks to all of the vendors who participated this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. As I mentioned, we had our building industry networking party yesterday, and special thanks to our sponsors there, West Elm. They've got a beautiful store downtown. And also Carolina Energy Conservation. They were our other sponsor for the party. We've got free design consultations with local interior designers and architects all day today and tomorrow. Your best bet is to come to the show, and we will set you up with an appointment with one of the interior designers. And if you've never sat down with an interior designer, the design consultations take about 20 to 30 minutes. Bring as many samples that you have of your project, whether it be paint swatches or cabinet samples or countertop samples, anything like that, and they will really, really be able to help you. And it's amazing how fast they work and how much they get done in just 20 to 30 minutes. Once again, show hours today are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, show hours are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And I just want to also thank our very dedicated staff at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. They've been working very, very hard putting this show together. There's a lot of moving parts, and you show up at an event, you never know, you never realize how much work went in on the front end of that, and all of the efforts there. And special thanks to our staff at Charleston Home and Design Magazine for putting on such a great show. And you don't want to miss it. Once again, free design consultations with interior designers today and tomorrow. And, what you're looking for, everybody this time of year has a project in mind for the new year. And what you're looking for is ideas. And we have a slogan: come for the ideas and leave with a plan. And that's what you can do this today and tomorrow at the Charleston Home and Design Show at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant, 176 Patriots Point Road in Mount Pleasant. Very easy to get to. Well, once again, thanks so much to all of our sponsors, Advanced Window Fashions, Blue Haven Pools, Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, Charlestown Plumbing, Coastal Stone Flooring, Crosby Creations Home Designs, Goose Creek Heating and Air Plus Plumbing, Shelf Genie, Sparkle Squad, Your Next Garage Door, and then also our media sponsors, ABC News 4, 94.3 WSC, and 102.5. Have a great day. And now we're talking with Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, and we're very proud to have Shelf Genie as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And Chris, thank you so much to Shelf Genie for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Absolutely. We're excited to partner with Charleston Home and Design. It's always been a great partnership for us.
You bet. Well, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Shelf Genie.
So Shelf Genie is really a company that's focused on trying to get you the most out of your storage, how to maximize that space, both organization-wise, amount of space-wise, and also accessibility. We actually, you know, when we come into somebody's home, we like to go in and look and say, okay, not only what you're storing and how you're storing it, but how you like the space to flow. What do you want to do with the space? How's it going to best suit you? And then we come up with quite a few different options and give you a 3D drawing, because we really want you to see, this is what it's going to look like. Here's how it's going to function. So we give you an interactive 3D design of your design. And then, of course, we give you a quote. We manufacture everything in our own facility. We don't outsource anything like that for manufacturing. All the people work directly for us. We don't subcontract anything out. So we just focus on giving somebody a premium experience and help them maximize their space.
What parts of the house can Shelf Genie help homeowners?
Well, kitchens have always been a really big area for us. Of course, we do kitchens. We also do pantries. Pantries are probably half our business, whether it be a cabinet pantry or a walk-in pantry or a closet pantry. But we also do a lot of work in other areas such as bathrooms, laundry rooms, closets. Anywhere you've got storage, we've got ways to help you maximize that storage and get the most out of it.
And Shelf Genie is very well known for those quality pull-out shelves. And if you've got an older kitchen, you may not have pull-out shelves, and which means, you know, there are some things in the back of those base cabinets that you may have forgotten about 10 years ago. And Shelf Genie, you folks will come in and install those pull-out shelves and organizers in those base cabinets and other places of the home?
Absolutely. So we custom make everything to fit. So there's no one-size-fits-all type of solution. We actually look at your storage, what you're actually storing in that space, and come up with the best solution. And it's custom designed. We manufacture it in our own facility. Been in the Charleston area for a long time. Our company's been around for 25 years. Super high Google reviews. So everybody loves us. We do a great job with your home, and we appreciate the opportunity you can give us.
And talk about the process. You mentioned when Shelf Genie visits a homeowner, you're looking around to see the different spots that they need some help in. And what happens from there?
Well, so like I said, we try to look at that area not only from a amount of storage standpoint, but, you know, how to make that accessible. All the storage in the world is no good if you can't access your items in there. So we really focus on accessibility and organization and how you like the space to flow, because we can walk into the same home, same model, maybe 10 different times, and we're going to come up with 10 different solutions, because everybody has different items to store and everybody likes to use their space differently. They like it to flow differently. So we really try to look at all those pieces to build some solutions with the customer that works for their life and how they like to use their space.
Well, what will homeowners see when at the Shelf Genie display at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant?
We've actually got a display that's got a lot of the kitchen solutions that we offer. There's so many things we can't show at all, but we've got a lot of the kitchen solutions. We're also displaying some of the bathroom solutions that we offer. We also have an interactive kiosk that you can play with and see some of those other areas of the home and how Shelf Genie can actually benefit your storage in other areas.
Well, that's great. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. And Friday, January 30th is our traditional free admission on Friday. So come by from 11 to 6 for free admission on Friday, January 30th. And then if you can only come by on Saturday or Sunday, admission is only $5. So very affordable. And we want everyone to come out and see the Shelf Genie display at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And in the meantime, Chris, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
They can actually visit our website at shelfgenie.com. You can see a lot of the information about the solutions that we offer. You can actually see our team that services the area. And then you can also book an appointment online if you'd like, or call the number that's there and book an appointment.
All right, great. And you can always find Shelf Genie within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing, and we are very proud to have Charlestown Plumbing as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Warren?
We're doing great. Thank you, Tim. We're happy to be a part of this great event as well.
You bet. Well, Warren, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Charlestown Plumbing.
And so if you're not familiar with us, Charlestown Plumbing, we're a full service residential and commercial plumbing service here in Charleston. We're family owned by me and my wife. We've got, you know, several trucks to get to you, provide same day plumbing services, especially focused on residential customers and emergency situations where you need somebody out quickly.
Well, very good. Well, Charlestown Plumbing, people recognize your trucks. You've got that cute little dolphin as part of the Charlestown Plumbing logo. And what's the name of that dolphin?
Charlie
the dolphin. Yeah, very good. I've seen your trucks all over town for sure. And if there's one thing I have discovered over the years, is you always want to have a good plumber that you trust that you can call whenever you do have a problem. And if you don't have a go-to plumber, you might as well make Charlestown Plumbing that go-to plumber. So what will you be talking to homeowners about at the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant?
Well, the first thing we're going to be there for is just to get to know everybody that comes by the home show. We want to introduce ourselves and let everybody know, like, if you need a plumber, you need a dependable plumber, give us a call. I mean, we're available 24 hours a day to get you booked and get a plumber out there to service your needs. But we're also going to be highlighting some of the unique features that we as Charlestown Plumbing have. I don't know how many of your customers are familiar with trenchless pipelining, but Charlestown Plumbing, we actually rebranded from a different company. And that company was the first company to bring trenchless pipe relining technology to Charleston. So we've actually been doing this since 2018. It's a method to replacing your sewer lines without having to dig up your house. So those customers that have older infrastructures, older houses, they're looking at renovating their house. A lot of times the infrastructure under your house isn't really thought of during the renovation phases. And then further down the line, you realize, man, I probably should have addressed my plumbing under my house, because it decays just the same way your roof does. So we're going to be highlighting some of those products that we provide there. We'll also be highlighting some of our water filtration features that we have. Water quality is a big concern of a lot of people these days. We do provide several options for whole home as well as point of use water filtration systems. And then finally, if you just stop by and meet us, talk to us, we're going to give you a discount card for whenever you do need a service, because inevitably you're going to need a plumber at some point in time. And when you need us, we will be there and we would love to serve you.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much to Charlestown Plumbing for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And stop by on Friday, January 30th, opening day, and we have free admission from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then on Saturday and Sunday, if you can't make it Friday, Saturday and Sunday admission is only $5 per person. So very inexpensive way for you to make all the contacts that you need for whatever you need done at your home. And this time of year, everybody has a project. But in the meantime, Warren, how can folks get more information about Charlestown Plumbing?
So you can find us online if you go to our website at charlestownplumbing.com, or if you just Google Charlestown Plumbing, we'll come right up. So visit us online.
Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Warren.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Dave Gephardt with Blue Haven Pools and Spas, and we're very proud to have Blue Haven Pools and Spas as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Dave, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Blue Haven Pools and Spas.
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity. Blue Haven actually is a franchise, a national franchise that's been around since 1954. So we have 70 years, actually, now going into 71 years of experience. Blue Haven, the franchise actually in the Charleston market, is owned by a family, the Pepin family, that has been in the pool business for about 42 years now. And the sons took it over, and we became a Blue Haven franchise about 16 years ago. We are a custom gunite pool building only. We don't do fiberglass or liners. So that allows us to do a lot of customization. So we can create the backyard oasis however the person would want it. There's no predetermined design or anything like that.
Well, that's great. There are a lot of pool builders here in Charleston. What truly sets Blue Haven Pools and Spas apart from the others in the industry?
That's a great question. The first thing I like to talk about is just the structural. We use upgraded rebar in it, so we have a lifetime warranty on our structure. It allows us to really design, but do it and build it strong so it can last for our the client. We add that warranty is also transferable if the person does sell the house. That's very important. One of the things that I love that we have the most here at Blue Haven is we have smart feature technologies. In essence, what it is it can be anything from a remote control off of your phone, where you can control everything from the heat to the lights to fire pits to a waterfall. If you're coming home from dinner and you want to have the spa set up for you, you can just from your phone, you can turn your spa on so everything's set for you when you walk in from dinner. You can transform with the lighting, obviously, and then give you a different nighttime atmosphere. Another thing we do with our smart filter, and we're unique, we have it exclusive on this, is we use microband technology when it comes to the filters. These are oversized filtrations combined with the microband technology that will take care of all of the different types of algae and obviously the different type of microfibers and whatnot in the pool itself. It helps reduce stains, odors, and filtration.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. Can you explain the core idea behind Blue Haven's Builder Program and what makes it unique?
Absolutely. What we have done at Blue Haven that's different than any pool builder actually in the country nationally is we have a builder division. That's actually what I run, the business development, to where we actually dedicate a sales team that works only with builders. We don't work with homeowners. We work with builders. And so when they're building the house, they contact us. We have special terms of payment. We have special maintenance that we do. So we can get involved in doing, whether it be a model home, a parade of homes, or just with a client coming in and wants to have a custom home. But as with the builder program, we're unique. Builders are looking for someone to basically take this off their hands that they can trust. If your clients would actually want to look at us and compare us to anybody locally to the area, I invite everybody to go on Google and look at the reviews, at the 5-star reviews. We've actually had the top end and have actually for the last 2 years won Pool Builder of the Year for the Charleston area. And we're very, very proud of that.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations on that. When a homeowner has Blue Haven build a pool for them, what can they realistically expect in terms of a timeline?
Great. That is such a good question, because a lot of it has to do with permitting. But once the permitting and everything is set up, because we do have to get a permit, but once we put a bucket in the ground and start going, our claim to fame is we can have you in your pool in 70 days. Now, as long as we don't have any weather delays or anything like that, we can do a pool in 70 days.
Even in the busy summer months?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. That's great. What would you say the key differences are between a pool built by Blue Haven and a pool that's built by a competitor?
Well, the first thing I would say is that with a national franchise, we have the backing of that. So what it does, it allows us actually to go out, and we have a larger buying power for a lot of the equipment. So from a competitive pricing standpoint, we can save people a tremendous amount of money. Second thing is what we do at Blue Haven that other pool builders don't do. We have a brick and mortar location actually in Charleston that you can go. We have 3 full-size pools there with different types of travertine and decking and just different finishes that people can actually see what it's like and not have to look at a picture, or they're looking at stones out of someone's trunk. We can have a showroom. They can go in. They can see examples of everything that they're going to want to put into their pool.
That's nice. And you have a beautiful showroom, by the way. I've visited
Thank
it
you.
Frequently.
We're very, very proud of that.
Blue Haven operates at a national scale, but it's locally owned, as you mentioned. Can you share a bit about the company's history and the Pepin family's role as local owners?
Absolutely. Brian and Rob Pepin are the owners of the company locally. As I shared earlier in our discussion, that their whole family, their parents were involved in the pool business. So Rob and Brian actually grew up in the pool business. They have they bought the franchise, the Blue Haven, about 16 years ago. So they've actually been committed, and being a locally owned, they're very committed to the Charleston area.
Well, that's great. Yeah, Brian. I don't think I've met his brother, but Brian is a great guy, and I have met him before at some of our home shows. And speaking of home shows, thank you so much to Blue Haven Pools and Spas for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 30th. That's Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. So we want everyone to come on out to see Blue Haven Pools and Spas. And in the meantime, how can folks get more information about Blue Haven?
The best thing to do would be to go on. I would recommend going on the website. Please do look at the Google reviews, but contact our corporate office, which is right there off of Peppermill in North Charleston. And we can get them directed to a designer for your particular area. One thing that is fantastic that we have that I didn't mention is we actually have nationally ranked designers. We have one designer that's actually been the number one designer in the country for the last 4 years. So we have a lot of experience with our designers. Mm. But contact us. We will get somebody out to you within a matter of a day or two or whatever we can work out.
Well, we're very proud to have Blue Haven Pools and Spas as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And you can always find Blue Haven Pools and Spas within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Dave.
Yes, Tim. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
And now we're talking with Ernie Waddy with Your Next Door, Your Next Garage Door. And we are very proud to have Your Next Garage Door as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. And this is the first time the Charleston Home and Design Show has visited the Mount Pleasant area. We're going to be at Patriots Point for the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 30th through February 1st. And we're talking with Ernie Waddy with Your Next Garage Door, one of the sponsors. How you doing, Ernie?
I'm doing great. Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. Thank you. Ernie, thank you so much to Your Next Garage Door for becoming one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Take a couple moments and tell our listeners all about Your Next Garage Door.
Sure. So, basically, what we are is we are a little bit of a smaller garage door company. We opted to keep it that way. We're a bunch of retired firemen that we had our own little businesses. Everybody has a second job being a fireman, and we merged our businesses together. Me and my partner David Reindahler, and came up with the name Your Next Door, and we service the entire Lowcountry area. Berkeley, Dorchester, and Charleston areas provide services for not only maintenance and repair, but also new doors and openers as well. And we like to try to treat people the right way and keep our prices down and service the community.
Does Your Next Door sell anything other than garage doors, or is it just garage doors?
It's garage doors and openers. That's the motors for the doors as well. We do both, and there's a variety of each, and that's what's kind of neat about it. We sell different manufacturers as well. We sell a Lanier opener. We sell a LiftMaster opener. There's different types of them too, where we have a jack lift that can kind of turn on the pipe and stays against the wall in the front. We can have a ceiling mount, that is there. They come in a variety of different features as well, from Wi-Fi that you can put on your phone now to even cameras that are on there as well. And one neat thing that they have come out with is, lots of people now are getting Amazon packages and UPS packages, and it actually can send a one-time code to the delivery driver where they can actually come up and access your garage door, let it go up, put their package inside, and you can actually see them through your camera, and the door goes back down and keeps your packages very secure. So pretty neat features that they're coming out with now.
Oh, definitely. That sounds great. And Ernie, what will Your Next Garage Door have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant?
Well, not only will we have those, we'll have a display on our garage door openers that I just mentioned. We will also have some samples of our garage doors as well. We have a variety of those as well, as far as colors and styles and from metal doors to also wooden doors. I believe we are the only company in the Lowcountry. My partner, David, actually builds by hand custom wooden doors and very, very pretty doors made out of sapele, made out of cedar, some of them, made out of these different materials, depending on what the customer wants. We typically put those a lot on Seabrook and Kiowa and those kind of places if you want a nice, pretty custom door. And again, we build it to specifications of what the customer wants. So that's kind of neat. We're the only ones, like I said, that build them here locally in the Low Country.
Mm. I love those the wood carriage yes. Carriage door like looking garage doors. Those are really sharp.
Yes, and we've got, you know, we make them with louvers. You can make them with a storyboard. You can make them with all kinds of different things. So different styles. Some of the doors that we install when you go around and you have your house up on your second story, you have a storyboard that goes around the bottom that's all open because of the flood zones and different things. And we make the garage doors look exactly like the lattice and everything going around the house. So you never even know it's a garage door. Mm. And it just kind of blends right in, and it's kind of neat. Yes, absolutely.
And some people love the look of a wood garage door, but there's definitely going to be some maintenance involved versus what other garage doors do you have that if someone wanted low or no maintenance a garage door?
Yes, well, there's what they have pretty neat doors now that are metal doors, and they look just like wood. We will have some of those on display as well, and you absolutely can't tell the difference riding by at the street and different things. You'd swear up and down it's a wooden door, but it is a metal door. But you have different overlays and different things for different designs on the doors, and it's depending on what you want, anywhere from the plain white square doors, right on up to as fancy as you would like to get. So I really like the variety of doors that we have and can carry to match somebody's liking to what they would like to put on their home.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, we want everyone to come out to see the Your Next Door display at the Charleston Home and Design Show Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And once again, thanks so much to your next door. I call it your next garage door because that's what specifically what you folks sell.
Yes.
And special thanks to your next garage door for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And where can folks get more information about your next garage door?
Oh, you can look us up online. Your next door. yournextdoor.com. You can find us, search for garage doors, you know, in your area. We'll definitely pop up on there. We've got, several hundred Google reviews and different things. And that's, word of mouth goes a long way in treating people the right way. So that's why we're near the top, even though we are small. The other thing that we will have at the show as well is we will have some coupons on our table as well. And if somebody wants to come up and mention that they heard the ad here on the radio and mention that that they heard us and wanted to come and check us out, we'll have actually a free coupon that we can give you, which will be a free service. We will send a tech out and we will actually service your door. And take a look at it, see if there's anything that we recommend, that kind of thing, and it won't cost you a dime.
Well, that's a very valuable service. I know we have a couple of garage doors here at the Charleston Home and Design Magazine office, and one of them is squeaking pretty bad right now. So I'm going to have to grab one of those coupons. Once again, we've been talking with Ernie Waddy. With Your Next Garage Door, and thanks so much to Your Next Garage Door for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Ernie.
Thank you very much.
And now we're talking with Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring, and we're very proud to have Coastal Stone Flooring as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. This is the first time that the Charleston Home and Design Show has visited, has gone east of the Cooper to Patriots Point, and we're very excited about the show coming up. And Luke, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Yeah, so we're very excited. You know, the show is right around the corner here, and we just love what you guys do, and always a great time for everyone there, right?
Absolutely. So tell our listeners about Coastal Stone Flooring.
So Coastal Stone, it's a natural stone mixed together with a proprietary resin, and it's installed over existing concrete. So, garage floors, patios, pool decks, walkways, driveways, really anywhere where someone has concrete that they're trying to beautify, that's where we install the product.
Okay, very good. And so Coastal Stone Flooring, when people are looking at it, it's tiny pebbles, correct, that are laid down on that concrete surface. Can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah, so I mean, we have various stones that you can choose from depending on, you know, what color scheme the homeowner is trying to do to coordinate with their home. But that's exactly right. I mean, it's smaller, you know, riverbed or lakebed pebbles, and then they are cleaned and demagnetized, and it's troweled out over your concrete, and it creates a half inch thick permeable surface, and that's super important with the climate that we live in, because water doesn't damage it, flooding doesn't damage it. So, you know, very elegant, very durable product, and a great solution for unsightly concrete.
And where around the house has Coastal Stone Flooring installed some of your pebble surface?
So it's, when you have, a lot of times we're doing entrances, we're doing driveways. It's a phenomenal pool deck product. Because of its anti-skid properties, also, you know, cool to walk on in the hot sun in the middle of the summer. Garage floors, I mean, my favorite place to have it in my own home is in my garage, because it takes the comfort of inside of your home and puts it into your garage. You know, it's just a great garage floor product. But mm-hmm. You know, screen patios, pool decks, walkways, garages, that's where we're installing it.
A lot of times, it's not a matter of if, but when a concrete slab will start to crack. And how does Coastal Stone Flooring address that kind of thing? If there's like an uneven surface, or if there's cracks in the concrete before you put down that pebble surface material?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I mean, a lot of times we are a solution to when someone has stress cracks in concrete or low areas. Now, it's not, you know, it's if there's a structural issue going on with the slab, that's a whole other story. But, you know, typically with concrete, as it degrades, you have staining, you have poor finish work, you have slippery concrete, you have paint that peels off of concrete, the stress cracks in concrete, the unevenness, and typically installing our product is a solution to all of those issues.
Mm-hmm. And so you're giving that concrete patio, or the concrete decking around the swimming pool, or the concrete in your garage, a second life then, right?
Correct. Right. I mean, we are putting we often use the word permanent. I mean, we are putting a permanent surface down on your existing concrete that, you know, homeowners will enjoy for the rest of the time that they're in their home.
I was going to ask, how does it hold up over time?
Well, it's stone. So it's, my father-in-law, him and a group of guys are the developers of this product. And you're talking, that's decades ago. And I personally still have relationships with people that have had this product for, you know, years, decades. So it's, as long as you're in your home, it's going to be there.
Okay. All right. Great. And and how does it feel underfoot? You know, you mentioned a lot of times people will put the Coastal Stone Flooring pebble material around pool decks, and it's It's it doesn't heat up in the summertime, which like some people like the look of bluestone, for example. But it's very, very, very hot underfoot. Wow. if you're barefoot. So how does the coastal stone flooring pebble material feel like?
Yeah, so when people are walking on it, I mean, it often, I would say nine out of 10 people, if they take their shoe off and put their foot on the floor, and they'll look at you and they say, it feels like it's massaging my foot. It's almost like a therapeutic feel. Mm-hmm. You know, people often ask, and it's hard to explain, like it is smooth, but it is textured. Mm-hmm. But it's comfortable enough for an indoor setting. Very comfortable to walk on barefoot.
Yeah. So what will coastal stone flooring be displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant?
Yeah, so we install a 10x10 floor, you know, a 10x10 foot floor there, and it has various color patterns and things like that. So, you know, the people that are passing by can look at it, look at stones that we offer. They can take their shoes off and walk on it. And we're happy to, you know, spend time with them and answer any questions. And it's just a great way to create awareness about who we are and what we do.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's great. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. At Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant, and we've got free admission on Friday, and then admission Saturday and Sunday is only $5 per person, with kids under 18 are free. And and definitely check out Coastal Stone Flooring at the Charleston Home and Design Show. In the meantime, how can folks get in touch with Coastal Stone Flooring?
So they can give us a call at 843-306-3063. They can also, Tim, I wanted to mention, we actually have a showroom in Mount Pleasant now, and there are hours for our showroom on our website. And, you know, and that's another thing. If a homeowner is very curious about pricing of Coastal Stone, you know, it's a customized product, and so every job is different. This is not like a one size fits all. You know, people are welcome to bring pictures of an area and their measurements and pick out a stone, and we can give them a pretty detailed estimate on what their project would cost for them to do. But they can also go online and find us at coaststonefloors.com and fill out information there, and there's plenty of information there to look at as well.
All right, great. And you can always find Coastal Stone Flooring within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring, and special thanks to Coastal Stone Flooring for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. Thanks so much, Luke.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Have a great day.
You too. And now we're talking with Danny Natale with Sparkle Squad, and we're very proud to have Sparkle Squad as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Danny?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Good, good. Danny, first off, thank you so much for agreeing to have Sparkle Squad as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Can you take a moment and tell our listeners all about Sparkle Squad?
Sure, be my privilege, and I appreciate you having me today. Over here at Sparkle Squad, we help homeowners keep the outside of their homes looking sharp. Window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, gutters, pretty much everything that everyone knows that they should do but keep putting off.
Mm. Yes. Yes. And some neighborhoods require you to pressure wash your house like once a year or something, don't they?
We do work with a lot of HOAs, communities, and you're right. Each one of those communities have different rules and regulations, and mostly it's to keep the neighborhood looking great. And when we talk with our customers, often we'll have that discussion about keeping curb appeal up and We also speak with folks that are even trying to sell their homes to create that curb appeal.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And when it comes to the pressure washing of a home, are there any particular steps that Sparkle Squad takes that you know, maybe that guy, the trunk slammer with a pressure washer might not be doing?
Yeah, you know, it's a really interesting point. One of the things that we throw around here is we talk a lot about PhD. And it's not a fancy degree, but we like to say perfect exteriors, happy technicians, and delighted customers. And that really weaves into things like pressure washing, because, for example, if you use high pressure on siding, that can damage the surface. And we have systems and processes that each of our technicians follow. They get certified to make sure that when we show up ready in our uniforms, in our trucks, that your exteriors are going to be clean perfectly to your satisfaction, fully insured, and everything is safe.
Mm-hmm. All right, good deal. So it's possible for the pressure to be too high when you're pressure washing a house.
That's right. We often use high pressure for non-porous surfaces. We can use it on things such as concrete. But when we're talking about using it on the side of the home with wood or hardy plank, or even in the downtown Charleston area, you have to be very careful about the amount of pressure, but also the chemicals that you use to clean.
What kind of chemicals does Sparkle Squad use to clean?
We have environmentally friendly chemicals that we use to apply. And those chemicals are soap, and sometimes we use different variants of bleach. Sometimes we use non-bleach chemicals. One thing I will bring up that's pretty unique about Sparkle Squad is, in addition to the pressure washing and gutter cleaning, all the other services that we offer, we often use purified water to clean windows, which doesn't require any chemicals whatsoever. A lot of our customers are surprised that you can clean windows with just purified water. But it turns out that when you clean windows with pure water, it often works better than using soap.
That's interesting. what about, does Sparkle Squad take any measures to, is there any need to protect like the landscaping below where Sparkle Squad is pressure washing?
Absolutely. When I was talking about our certification program that our technicians go through, part of it is property protection. And we go to great lengths to protect people, plants, animals, as well as electrical outlets. And as one example, whenever we show up to a property, whether it's a home or a business, we tape up all of the electrical outlets. We don't use certain chemicals in certain places. We pre-soak all of the vegetation. And then when we're done with our cleaning process, we rinse everything off and make sure that everything is better than when we left it.
And are there any height restrictions where Sparkle Squad is not able to help a homeowner?
Yeah, we like to say that we try to do 90% of everything from the ground using a combination of volume, or if we're talking about cleaning windows, we have poles that can reach up to 5 to 6 stories. There are occasions where we have certain businesses and even certain customers where we can bring in a small lift to clean certain areas that are difficult to reach. But so far, we haven't come up against a scenario where we couldn't get it due to height restrictions.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And how many times a year or once a year do you recommend homeowners pressure wash their house?
Some of our customers are on our Shine program, which has a couple of different options. One of the things about the Charleston area that we all know is humidity is high, even in the wintertime. And that is a perfect environment for organic matter such as algae to grow. Because of that, we recommend getting house soft washed or cleaned twice a year. We have some customers that will do that twice a year. Others will do gutters once or twice a year. And then we also have a number of customers that like to keep their windows clean separately. As an example, they'll do that 3 to 4 times a year or once a quarter.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, I know that there's certain types of mildew that if you do not pressure wash it your house often enough, it becomes a permanent stain on the outside of your house. Have you experienced that?
We have, and one of the things that it made me think of is we call it organic versus inorganic stains. And organic stains like algae, initially they're green, but over time they start to turn brown into black. And that can be in combination with mold. Believe it or not, we can still get the deepest organic stains out with our standard chemicals. But then, of course, there are rust stains, there's calcium buildup, and those are what we call inorganic, and they're specialty or even restoration type of work. And those are jobs that we handle often. Most of the things that we see are going to be based on the typical algae cleaning, but we do have a number of customers, residential as well as commercial, that will have us come out and clean up a rust stain, for example, from or an oil leak in a driveway.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, we are very proud to have Sparkle Squad as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. Come out and see Sparkle Squad. And have you got anything, any specials you'll have at the home show, or what will you be displaying at the show?
Oh, absolutely. Again, really appreciate the time today, and thanks for having us. We're looking forward to being at the home show. You can find us. You will have some of our window cleaning poles that will show our potential clients how those work. And then we have several different displays. And also, we do have some promotional winter, early spring offerings that if you come by the booth, you can take a look, and we're looking forward to it.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Danny Natale with Sparkle Squad, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Danny.
Thank you. Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to home. Talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.